Chicago is one of the places in which jazz was hatched. Jelly Roll Morton, Louis Armstrong, Nat King Cole, and Sun Ra are among the many who developed their talent in Chicago over the years and gave breakout performances there. Now a new generation of instrumentalists are finding Chicago a hospitable place in which to experiment. Howard Mandel reports.
John Herndon is the percussionist of Tortoise, a Chicago-based alt-rock band that creates unusual, voiceless pieces, often incorporating free-form improvisation along with elements from rap, hip-hop, punk, soul, and pop.
We all come from a generation where there was a lot of music on the radio that was pretty interesting stuff, like Earth, Wind, and Fire, and Prince. You know, Dirty Mind was out when I was in high school, and I just thought that was burning. And then punk rock, I think, really played a big part of shaping our musical identities.
Herndon also cites a hometown favorite, the Art Ensemble of Chicago, a quintet that came out of the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians. The AACM is an African-American music cooperative that started in the 1960s. Herndon never saw the Art Ensemble play, but drummer and bandleader Ted Sirota, another under-40 Chicagoan, did.
I remember in like the mid-80s going to the jazz festival here and hearing Art Ensemble for the first time and not really being aware of them before that. And that was definitely a life and mind-altering experience. I guess it was just the freedom with which they played and the way that they handled themselves, you know. And to me, as like a 15-year-old or something, you know, it was like the strangest music I'd ever heard, but it was beautiful at the same time.
Strange and beautiful are words someone might use to describe Sirota's music with his band Rebel Soul. Sirota's combination of elements is just one of the new recipes musicians are concocting in Chicago. Jeff Parker is his friend and former classmate at the Berklee School of Music in Boston. The guitarist moved to Chicago in the 1980s and was struck right away by something different about the place.
I discovered so many aspects of music. It was a completely different side from the academic and kind of intellectual approach that I was dealing with back east. And the music seemed really alive. Even when I heard guys playing the same kind of bebop vocabulary that I had been studying out here, it just seemed really different. It seemed more purposeful in a way.
Both Parker and Ted Sirota liked the opportunities they found.
I felt if I had moved to New York, like most of my friends did, I didn't feel like I was going to be working right away. You know, you got to definitely get in the end of the line. And I think Chicago, one of the aspects is it's a little bit more livable, and it's, you know, rent is cheaper here, and it's a little bit easier. It gives you a little more space to breathe.
They didn't feel confined by style. At first, guitarist Jeff Parker joined an avant-garde jazz band, and that gig got his name around.
I actually met the people from Tortoise because they were fans of Ernest Dawkins' New Horizons Ensemble. And I saw Johnny Herndon on the street, and he was like, "Man, you're the guitar player in New Horizons. We should get together and play sometime." And that was pretty much my end to that scene.
Today, Parker is a member of Tortoise and has released several albums of his own. He also records with AACM stalwarts and other exploratory ensembles. Parker says he doesn't care what people call his music. He doesn't even know for himself where he fits.
My playing is a constant experiment, work in progress. my willingness to get involved in a bunch of different situations has more to do with just me trying to get to whatever my next level is.
Eclecticism, boundary blurring, and experimentation aren't unique to Chicago. Indeed, they're a characteristic of today's musical world. Japanese-born Tatsu Aoki is a much-in-demand jazz bassist who also leads a group with taiko drummers. Aoki says Chicago is known widely for music that is at once adventurous and grounded in tradition.
Back in Japan, we knew all these free jazz and avant-garde things from San Ra and Art Ensemble. So, you know, we had this image of Chicago being really creative and deep. And it's rooted in blues music, and of course blues music is really big in Japan too, so we really looked at Chicago as a place to be.
One reason Chicago is a good place for maverick musicians is because it's filled with neighborhood taverns that often serve as stages at least a couple of nights a week. One of the most revered of these unpretentious bars is the Velvet Lounge, run by veteran AACM saxophonist Fred Anderson.
This is a music space. I mean, people don't come to the Velvet to hang out. They come in and listen to music, you know. It's just a happy place to play, you know.
Anderson took over the Velvet in 1982. It was a very basic working man's shot and beer joint. With only a few bits of wall decor and a new music policy, he turned it into an oasis for ambitious local players and a sure stop in Chicago for the international avant-garde.
When they come in the Velvet, they look around and they see all these pictures. I got paintings of Miles Davis. I got Charlie Parker. I got a picture with me, Dexter, Eddie Harris, Clifford Jordan on the wall, you know. I try to have all of the musicians that even play in the Velvet on the wall, you know, and people see these things, you know what I mean, and they sort of like say, well, hey, wow. And a lot of them say, well, I sure would like to have my picture on the wall, you know.
Even more than what they see, it's what people hear in Chicago and on recordings by Chicago-based musicians that makes them stop in their tracks and listen again. John Herndon of Tortoise has noticed that, and he blames it on his hometown.
I think that Chicago definitely lends an environment for that kind of expression and playing. I don't know what it is, but Chicago always comes with some freaky stuff.
For NPR News, I'm Howard Mandel, born and raised in Chicago.
And that makes two of us. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.